four ladies from across the world. We have come just to give a word. Come one, come two, come all. Ride with us and we won't let you fall. Loving God is what we've come to do. Edifying queens, oh, that's EQ.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Edifying Queens. This is your girl, last but not least, and I will be your host for today. But before we get started, let's go ahead and meet our Heavenly Father this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for waking us up to another beautiful day on this beautiful Friday. You are so wonderful, so wonderful, and we are just so grateful to have a Father, to have a God who we can come to, Lord, with everything that we have, Lord, and just come to you, Lord, for comfort, come to you, Lord, for healing, come to you, Lord, to just praise your name, Lord. We are grateful because we know, Lord, that you are there for us. So we just thank you for this beautiful day that you have made. We are just so grateful and we rejoice, Father God, because we get to wake up. Because there are some people that did not, unfortunately, but we get to wake up, Lord, and that is because of you, Lord. So we are just grateful and so thankful. We thank you for your grace that, you know, through your grace, through faith, we are saved, Father God, and we are just so grateful for that gift that you freely give us, Father God, when we accept Jesus Christ in our lives. We thank you for everything that you have done for us and everything that you are going through to do through us, Father God. Father God, I lift up our faithful listeners, Lord, that you, O Lord, will just be with each and every one of them, because you know what each and every one of them are going through on this beautiful day. And, you know, throughout this weeks, that the past weeks, and throughout these days that we are going to enter, if it is by your will, Father God, we just pray, Lord, I pray and lift them up to you, Lord, that you are going to just work it out for them, whatever it is that they are going through. I just pray and ask that you will work it out for them, Father God. Your word says in Ephesians 2:8-9, says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. So thank you, Father God. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your grace, and thank you for your mercy that renews each and every single day, Lord. We thank you that you are so wonderful, that you continue to love us each and every single day, Lord. No matter what we go through, Lord, no matter how stubborn we are, Father God, you continue to stay faithful. You continue to stay faithful, Lord. So I just thank you so much, Father God. I pray, Lord, and ask that you will have your way through me, O Lord, on this beautiful day. That you, O Lord, will have your way. Lord, have your way in our lives. Have your way with the message that you have prepared for us on this day. Just have your way, Father God. Decrease, last but not least, and may you be increased, Father God. Use me, Lord, for your glory. I just thank you and I glorify you. We glorify you. We glorify you, and may your name be lifted on high, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray and we pray. Amen. Welcome back to another episode of Edifying Queens. It's your girl, last but not least. And I just want to say thank you guys so much for, you know, your faithfulness in tuning in here on the Edifying Queens podcast. So for today's lesson, or today's episode, forgive me, I kind of just want to come on here and just, you know, just share with you guys what's been going on on this side of the town. Life gets so crazy and so busy, but we can never forget to always come back to the Word of God. And today, that's what we're going to do. We're just going to talk about a few things and share some scriptures and hope that, you know, you are doing good on your side of town, wherever you are tuning in from. I just apologize in advance and ask that you bear with me. I'm kind of kind of under the weather, but hey, glory to God that we get to wake up on this beautiful day, right? So bear with me. I'm going to try my best to get through today's episode. But just a little update from the side of my town. We are just going through some changes in our lives, and I just wanted to kind of just encourage you guys and also encourage myself that this is not the end. You know what I mean? Like, we still have a faithful God who continues to provide, who continues to be there for us. So it's just a little reminder to you, to me, and to, you know, just us all together. So the scriptures that I want to start off with today is from Romans chapter 8, verse 28. It says, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them." This verse, y'all, literally got to me because, as I was saying, we are going through some major changes in our lives, and it's just like sometimes we get discouraging, but at the same time we have to remind ourselves that, hey, maybe this is for the better. Like, we have to make sure that we weigh out the good and the bad, but at the same time, will it hurt you? And I'm just so grateful that God allow us or give us the discernment to be able to see the way He see things and just understand every little steps along the way. And the question that I ask is, why does God allow us to go through these things? You know what I mean? But sometimes I feel like it's just to discipline us along the way, and it's not for we may think that it's bad, but we have to know that God's word say that He's gonna turn it around for our good. Like, God will literally do things, and we just have to be patient. We just have to make sure that we stick to the word of God. We stay true to His word. We stay on top of His word. Not just because, you know, you're going through a little changes doesn't mean that you're just gonna give up, right? But we have to continue to be faithful, because our God is faithful to us. He is faithful. And another scripture that came to my mind is from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 10 to 11. And I'm going to be reading out from the NLT, NLT version. It says, For our earthly fathers disciplined us for a few years, doing the best they knew how. But God's discipline is always good for us, so that we might share in His holiness. No discipline is enjoyable while it is happening. It's painful. But afterward, there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way. Did you guys see that or hear that? It says that when our earthly fathers discipline us for a few years, like they do their best to do that. But when God disciplines us, it is always for our good. So that, and we may, while He disciplined us, we may go through some, it may not be enjoyable. Like it says, it may not be enjoyable while we go through it. It may be painful, but afterwards there will be a peaceful harvest of the right living for those who are trained in this way. And that is exactly what we are looking forward. We are still gonna push through with life and with, you know, push through in His word, just trusting and believing that this too shall pass. Like, this is a season that it may be for, like, for us to, for discipline, like, to discipline us. But at the same time, we have to remember that God is still faithful. God is still faithful. So, whatever it is that you are going through, I just want to encourage you that you're not alone when it comes to the things that we go through on a daily basis. Because if we think back of in the New Testament, most of, like, literally all of His disciples go through some things. But what do? They continue to be faithful. They continue to be faithful because they know that their reward is not on earth. It's not here on earth, but it is in heaven. So we have to remind ourselves that we are only here temporarily. So whatever it is that we are going through, it's nothing compared to the happiness, the things that we are going to experience with our Heavenly Father. Whew, Jesus. So I just encourage you to continue to be faithful, continue to, you know, read your word, continue to apply the words into your life, and not give in to whatever else people around you are saying, because people may say some things, but just continue to trust in our Heavenly Father, which brought us to our next verse, from Proverbs 3:5-6, where it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight." You know, sometimes, because I am a type A person and I like to do things like, literally, like, it has to be done a certain way and it has to be done, like, quickly. But I am just grateful. I'm so grateful to God because He is the more mellow one, and I really love the way that when He sees that I'm really, like, on a roll to do stuff, and when I get stuck, I just, like, oh my gosh, this is it. But he's always there reminding me that just sometimes you gotta be patient. Sometimes you have to just take things slow. And but I'm just so grateful for Him. But like it says in the Word, through it all, we have to trust in the Lord with everything that we have or we got. Do not depend. Let's not depend on our own understanding or on our own knowledge. Like, let's make sure that we've come to Him first before we do things, to things in this world. And when we do things, we have to rely on Him and not say, "God, can you help me to do this thing?" And then later on we're like, "Oh, I can do this. Like, let's do this. Like, we take things in our hand. Let's not do that, because, like, it will never work out when we try to take things in our own, you know, do things our own way. But yeah, so trust in Him, rely on Him, and not on our own understanding. God, let us always make sure to come back to our Heavenly Father. I'm so sorry, my nose is like running, and I'm trying not to. But the next question I want to ask is, there is good in the, is, where is the good, where is the good in this for me? 2 Corinthians 1, chapter 1, verse 3 to 4, it says, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all trouble, in our troubles, so that we can comfort others when they are troubled. We will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. Let me read that again. It says, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others when they are troubled. We will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. Did you guys hear that, y'all? You know, when that feeling when you want to help somebody, right? We have those kind of feelings, or that did not just come to us naturally. It comes from our Heavenly Father, because He is so good to us that it makes us want to reach out our hands and help other people that are in need. And this verse, it says that when we go through it, right? Like right now, we are going through it. But at the same time, when we find comfort, we're able to also make sure that we are able to, you know, tell you guys, so that way you guys also know that you are not alone. Like when you go through something later on, you're not alone in this. We all go through the same thing, but we are comforted because of our Father who comforts us. And He says that when we go through it, we experience that comfort that our Heavenly Father gave us. And we can now able to comfort the many people around us. Y'all, we have a wonderful God. And I cannot even imagine my life without Him being in my life. Because I don't know, I'd be lost, y'all. I don't know. Like, this world is already crazy. So I cannot even imagine what my life will be without our Heavenly Father. So, like I said, it's just, I'm just here. We all know these scriptures, but I just wanted to come on here to encourage you guys, and also encourage myself, that no matter what, we still need to be faithful. We still need to continue doing the things that our Heavenly Father is asking us to do. So whatever it is that you are doing in your life, I just encourage you that you include God. Because when we include God in everything that we do, whew, Jesus, it will be amazing. We will reap our harvest later on. Amazing, amazing. So I encourage you to always trust in God, always lean on His understanding, not our own. Always make sure to read your word. When you start off your day, make sure to read your word. Pray to God. Thank Him for waking you up to see another day. And before you go to sleep, also just thank Him for the wonderful, wonderful day that you experienced. Because if it wasn't for Him, we won't be able to see another day. But we are just so grateful and thankful that we have a God who loves us so very much, that no matter what's going on in our lives, He's still right there. He is there waiting for us. I know this is short, but I just want to come on here. I didn't want to let this day pass without just coming on here to just encourage you guys and also myself. And again, I apologize because I'm still kind of feeling a little bit sick, but I just thank God that He is healing us, all of us, and we are grateful for being able to have this platform to just come on and encourage you guys through whatever it is that you are going through, and just letting you guys know that we also go through this on a daily basis, but we just have to remember to trust God, rely on Him, and remember that He's always there, that we are not alone, that we can come to Him directly when we need Him. Or not just when we need Him, but good, bad, sad, happy, always make sure to come to Him, because He loves to hear from you and I. So again, thank you guys again for tuning in. I know it's such a short episode, but I didn't want to let this day go without just coming on here to encourage you guys. So thank you guys so much again, and please tune in next week Friday to hear from one of our lovely queens. You will be blessed, and I just pray that God will continue to watch over each and every one of you, that God will continue to provide and protect y'all. But I will see you guys soon. And also pray for me to feel better, because I'm kind of feeling a little sick. But I am not claiming it. In Jesus' name, I will be healed. I am healed in Jesus' name. But again, thank you guys again for tuning in. And yeah, we'll see you guys again later. But before we go, I just want to pray us out. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for just allowing us to be able to come on here and learn your word and hear from your word, Father God. And I just pray, Lord, that the word that you have in store for us, the word that you have for us until this morning, that will help us throughout this week, Father God, that we remember to come back to it and, you know, meditate on your words, Father God, and not just to meditate, but to really apply it to our lives, Father God. And help us, Lord, to not forget to always include you in everything that we do on a daily basis. We are grateful and thankful for everything that you have done for us and everything that you are going to do for us and through us, Lord. Continue to watch over us. Continue to help us, Lord. Continue to mold us to become the women and men that you want us to become, Father God. Help us, Lord, to be the light wherever we go. Help us, Lord, to, especially during this year, this time of the year, because, you know, sometimes people are just mad or angry, but help us, Lord, to be the light wherever we go, to be able to reach out a hand and be able to help one another, to be able to help each other out. So just use us, Lord, for your glory. We glorify you. We just thank you so much. Thank you so much. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord, and we magnify you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Again, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I hope that you learned something from the few verses that we went over on this beautiful day. But thank you guys again, and God bless each and every one of you. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week, and with your loved ones, with your friends, with your family, and I just pray that God's blessing will be upon each and every one of you. May His face shine upon you, and may you just have a wonderful week. Amen. thank you guys. Have a great and awesome weekend. Happy holidays. Bye.